joining us on Diverse FM after netting his first goal for Luton Town, scoring Dale. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Long time coming, but finally arrived.
It's good work for yourself in the first goal for Fleets, and then he set you up for a very simple one to get you off the mark.
Yeah, it's all about teamwork. Obviously, every striker would like to score as many goals as they can, but at the end of the day, it's all about what the team result is, and if I have to set, like you say, like the important bit on the Fleets' goal today, I'll actually score myself. It doesn't matter as long as we come out with 3 points at the end of the game, but it was nice to, like I say, get off the mark, and we're working together as a front four today.
It was a bit different after the last few games, as you said, the front four there, three evolved. How did you adapt to that?
I think it showed today that we caused them a lot of problems. Obviously, away from home, people can't sit there, whereas when teams come to our place, 9 times out of 10 they're just going to sit there, soak up pressure, and then wait for us to break them down. They're not going to come at us. So playing away from home probably helps us a little bit, because teams have to come at us, and it causes holes for obviously Fleets down the left and Andre at the right today, and to fill the box. So it's a good formation to play away from home if you play it right.
And for your own role within the team, you're perhaps a working, you know, helping the others out more than being the out and out striker. How does that affect you?
Yes, I've played there before. Like you say, I've been playing a little bit deeper, and maybe picking up a midfielder or two, but that's fine with me. It doesn't matter. I can do it. I do a job for the team, and the gaffer's asking to do it, so I'm not going to complain and just get on with it and hopefully make the box every time I can and result in goals like today.
And after the disappointment of the defeat on Saturday against Telford, how important was it to get an early goal and to get a quick break down here at Ebbsfleet?
Yeah, it's always important, especially when teams play Luton Town. If they go 1-0 down early, they're going to think, right, we're in for a good game here. But if they keep us 0-0 for half hour, 45 minutes, it's not to say we're not going to do it, but it just gives them a little bit of a lift. But today was good. We were 2-0 up early, I think, and that set the tone for the day. I think the boys worked so hard today, like they have throughout the season, and we fully deserve the 3 points.
The first goal came on 10 minutes with yourself setting up Fleets. How much were you tempted to try and turn and put a shot in yourself?
Obviously, quite tempted, but then he's given me a shout from behind me, and I've had the touch, and it's just, you've got to trust each other. I knew I had my back to goal, and probably he was in a better position to score, which it proved out to be that way.
And then he paid you back about 9 minutes later and set you up for your easiest tap in.
I'll take 10, 20 of them this season. That'd be nice. But yeah, goal's a goal, and I'm glad to get off the mark.
And then going into the second half, it just carried on, that the front three, you and yourself behind, all work together and you're setting each other up, and there's a lot of good build-up play, and it must be nice to be playing football like that.
Yeah, it is. I think it helps because we all know how each other play, and we play to each other's strengths. We're then pushing up quite high today. It was important to get the ball in behind, and obviously use the pace of Fleets and Andre Gray, and that proved to be the thorn in their side, I think, because we got down the sides quite often, especially on Andre's side. And we've got a few deliveries in from there.
And after the home form with two draws, but some good victories away from home, is there a pressure as a player in front of a much larger crowd at Kenilworth Road that you're perhaps more relaxed in the away games?
No, not at all. But like I said earlier, I think the problem is people will just come and sit there. So we need to learn how to be more patient at home, especially. Because, like you say, Saturday, they come and sat there. They come and sat there, bided their time. We just kept... I thought we kept the ball quite well, but they caught us on a counter-attack, on the cross, a set piece, and then second half they literally didn't get their half. But that was their plan, and that's what most teams are going to do, I think, because obviously coming to Luton, they know that they're going to be in for a good game, or a tough game. But we just need to learn to deal with that, and I'm sure we will moving on.
And coming to Luton, a big club in the non-league, the fans is always one of the things that players note about. Big crowds at Kenilworth Road, but a stunning... attendance for this afternoon for a bank holiday Monday fixture as well.
Yeah, it's always great, no matter wherever you go around the country, to see support like we had today. It was fantastic. It gave us a big lift, obviously. There was noise throughout, and it was, like I said, it's a big lift and is a big pull in games for us.
Thank you very much for your time. It's Scott Rendell talking to Diverse FM.